and she's got to really get ready for to go to church tomorrow. Yeah. So she'll be late. She ain't come till 8 o'clock tonight.
Goodness.
She's got to go to church tomorrow night. She goes all day tomorrow.
I told her what all day?
All day. I told her, well, she'd have to come here or something and give me something to eat, because I wasn't going to stay till 9:30 by myself.
Well, listen, can I bring you something for supper?
Oh, no, thanks. She'll be here. But,
that's kind of late, though. I mean, it wouldn't be any problem for me.
Well, I know that, but it really is too late for me to eat, to tell you the truth.
I'd be glad to. When do you usually like to eat?
Bread and butter and peanuts. Bread and peanut butter.
You just tell me what you want, what you want. I mean, seriously.
I know it. Then on Monday night, she goes to mission services. And she won't be here till 9. Hmm. Wednesday night, she goes to usher service. She won't be here till 9. Thursday night, every other Thursday night, she goes to another service.
My goodness.
And I said, well, you know, when you go to work, you have to give up some of those things. And I said, I don't think the Lord expects you to give all your time if you have to make your living.
That sounds a little bit unreasonable, what she's doing.
And she gets 7.5 a night.
Well,
comes in, and she fixes me a cup of coffee, and he generally makes my things, the girl I have in the daytime. And she sits in that chair, she nods, and she's ready to go to bed at 7 if I go. Mm. But I have never gone to bed before 10 or 11, and some nights 12. I'm just a night hawk, that's all there is to it.
Right.
But I can really get going at night. And so she, then she goes to bed. And then in the morning, I generally have to wake her at 6 o'clock. Oh no, later than 6:30, and 7 o'clock she's going down those steps. But she does give me a half cup of coffee, because then he doesn't come until 8. And this girl on Sunday don't call until 9. Mm. They really have dollars. There's no use talking about it. Yeah. And everybody is, well, so many of my friends want me to go in a, they really want me to go to the Little Sisters of the Poor. They have a paid patients there, and they have a regular nursing home. But I have everything in the house is mine.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have all the memories of my family. And I want to be buried from this house. If I go there, all this trash I can't have. Mm. Can't have any of it.
Goodness.
Can't even have it any in my room. Mm. And you take away my life when you take that away from me.
Well, I don't blame you.
But it looks like I'm going to come to that, because I don't have one living soul. She told me last night, she said, you know, I want you to write down who to call if you get sick. Oh, I said, I've taken care of all that.
You know, when I went out to see Miss, I had never been to those, I guess you call them apartments.
Yeah.
Have you ever
been in? No.
Mm-hmm. You've never been inside
no.
there?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I didn't know what to expect when I walked inside. I'd never seen a building like that. You know, it's all, they all open onto a great big kind of, I don't know if you call it a courtyard or what.
A rotunda, isn't that a rotunda?
Something like that.